This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tragedy in Mexico City. A subway overpass there has collapsed onto a busy road below, killing at least 20 people and injuring dozens more. Officials say a support beam gave way, leading to the accident. The Mexico City Metro is one of the largest and busiest in the world. Much of the South is again at risk of severe weather today after tornadoes crashed through parts of the region on Sunday night and Monday. There's heavy damage in some parts of Mississippi. Large parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee, as well as corners of Arkansas and Georgia, are at risk for the worst weather. We could soon see a COVID vaccine for kids as young as 12. We're learning that the FDA is expected to authorize Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for youngsters ages 12 to 15 by next week. The AP's Mike Gracia.
Following the FDA action, a federal vaccine advisory committee will meet to discuss whether to recommend the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. If the advisors recommend offering the vaccine, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would have to adopt the recommendation before vaccinations could begin. The steps could be completed within a matter of days.
Los Angeles County reported no COVID deaths on Sunday and Monday. Officials say that's a hopeful sign. County Health Officer Dr. Barbara Ferrer.
We're down to an average of 4 or 5 deaths a day. That's a huge, huge decrease. And I know it brings, a lot of hope and joy back into our families, because that was probably one of the worst parts of this pandemic, was losing so many people that are loved and cherished in their communities.
President Biden has raised the limit on the number of refugee admissions to this country to 62,500 this year. This is AP News. Family and friends gathered for Andrew Brown Jr.'s funeral yesterday. Brown was shot dead by deputies in North Carolina almost 2 weeks ago.
Many of the mourners were wearing white T-shirts with Andrew Brown Jr.'s image and the words, "Say his name."
We're going to get through this, family. We're going to get through this.
An independent autopsy commissioned by his family said Brown was shot 5 times, including once in the back of the head. A judge has delayed release of body camera video.
A con game when I see it.
Reverend Al Sharpton doesn't like the explanation.
Don't want to release the tape. It might prejudice the grand jury. What, a grand jury is supposed to see the tape themselves. Shell game.
Brown was being served search and arrest warrants accusing him of possessing small amounts of cocaine and methamphetamine that he intended to sell. I'm Ed Donahue.
Bill and Melinda Gates are divorcing, but they say they'll continue to work together at the foundation that bears their name. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.